Today, I'd like to take a page from one of my favorite authors, G.K. Chesterton, who said the chief idea of his life was taking things with gratitude. And so in today's episode, I would like to say thank you. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I actually thought coming into this week's episode that I was going to do one thing, and instead it occurred to me that I need to do another thing first. So I'm going to do the second thing first, and then I'll follow up with my original idea very briefly. So here in this podcast, as you might imagine, we talk a lot about theology. We talk about periods of the church year, the calendar of the church year. We talk about different festivals of the church year, all of which seems appropriate to me and important. And so that suggests we sort of follow the flow of the year. And one of the events that happened this last year is not a church festival. It's not really theologically oriented, but it turns out it's an important part of the life of this congregation, and that is our annual meeting. I have to say here at St. Philip the Deacon, I'm very proud of the way we conduct that meeting. I think it is an important inflection point in the year for us. It gives us a chance to reflect on the past year and all that God has accomplished through the good people of St. Philip the Deacon over the last 12 months, and also to look ahead to the next 12 months and even beyond that, to where God is leading us into the future. And so today, having just conducted that meeting, actually the day before we're taping this, you'll see the episode a few days on, I want to repeat one important thing from that meeting that I shared and which our president, Heather, shared, and that's just a profound word of thanks to many people. And if that seems trivial or unimportant, I'm going to just preface it with a few lines from my dear old friend, G.K. Chesterton. Chesterton was someone who had debates and discussions with many people, and indeed disagreed with many people during his own life, but it said about him that no one disliked him, that he was sort of a friend to everyone. And I think part of that was because his writing is imbued with this incredible sense of wonder, which is a result of this profound gratitude he has for the very fact of life itself. So I'm going to underscore the importance, the significance of gratitude and thanks by referencing a few wonderful quotes from G.K. Chesterton. And then I want to say thank you to a few groups from St. Philip the Deacon. So here is G.K. Chesterton. Gratitude, being nearly the greatest of human duties, is also nearly the most difficult. He says in another place, I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. And then I'll end with this one. The chief idea of my life, this last one's from his autobiography. The chief idea of my life is the idea of taking things with gratitude and not taking things for granted. And so I have said this many times because I believe it. St. Philip the Deacon is an amazing, wonderful, healthy, vibrant, vital congregation, and I personally never want to take it for granted and all of the amazing work that together we accomplish. And so again, having just had our annual meeting, I want to say a word of thanks and profound gratitude to all of the members. I said this again in my brief remarks at the annual meeting, who through your ongoing support, your love for this congregation, your prayers, the way you invest your time and energy into this congregation, and yes, the way you support the congregation through your financial gifts, you make the ministry of this place happen. So thank you to our members. And in 2025, by the way, that means not only people who are here physically every week or many weeks for worship and other activities, but it does mean many people who join us digitally. We routinely get gifts from individuals from places that are not here in Plymouth and are far enough away that it means these individuals are not physically with us who support this congregation. So thanks to all of you. I want to say thanks to the two main leadership groups of the church. That means the executive team and the church council. Those groups are, and again, I mentioned this in the meeting yesterday, The trust factor in those groups and the intelligence, the sophistication, the creativity, the faith, the institutional knowledge of who we are as a church, particularly with the executive team, is profound and amazing and an incredible gift to me. And the council is an amazing representation of the membership of the church. And so that means we have folks who are a little older, people who are younger, people at different stages of life, and people who've been here for a long time, and also people who are quite new to the church. All of those different individuals help us to get a different perspective or get different perspectives about the church, which is meaningful and helpful as we discern where God is leading us into the future. And then the final group that I mentioned yesterday is our amazing staff. Again, I feel over the few years of this podcast, I've said thanks to them many times, and that's appropriate. My pastoral colleagues, Pastor Mark, Pastor Valerie, Pastor Michaela. It's a privilege of my life to serve alongside the three of you and everyone else on the staff. And I'm not going to name you all by names. It would take too long. But everyone on staff is unbelievably gifted and talented and committed to this place. And I'll tell you what, it makes coming to work every day a joy to work alongside such committed folks who are so good at what you do and that together form such an incredible family. So to all of you, I say a profound thanks. You make this church the amazing place that it is, and with you, I am excited about where God is leading us into the future. So that's the second idea I had for today. Very briefly, the first thing I thought I was going to mention to you today was to ask for your help. And so I'm now going, if you're still with me, I'm going to ask for your help. The gospel for this coming Sunday comes from the Gospel of Luke chapter 6. It's a portion of the gospel called the Sermon on the Plain, which you can compare to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. I'm not going to read it for you. I'm going to let you, if you choose to, look it up. It's Luke chapter 6. The reading for this Sunday is verses 20 through 26. And my simple question to you is, when you read that passage, what does it say to you? How do you respond to it? How do you react to it? And if you were to come to church, let's say this coming weekend, for example, what might you want to hear about those verses? I would love to have your thoughts about that. And I hope I'll see you in worship this coming weekend. And again, to everyone connected to this church, thank you for a wonderful 2024. And with you, I look forward to a very exciting 2025. Until next week, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.